1 Timothy chapter number 1. Appreciate the church. Always good to be here anytime. Always good to be here for the marathon and missions conference and every chance that we get to come and be a part of your services. And I appreciate what Brother Josh preached to us this morning.
Amen.
Hope you didn't let that go in one ear and out the other. Amen. I believe the Lord was speaking to us and it confirmed where I'm supposed to be this morning. The Bible said over there in Hebrews chapter number 2, it says we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And that word slip means it can just pass right on by you. Just pass right on by you. And I encourage you, not let what brother the Lord used Brother Josh to say this morning just slip right on by you. Amen? And I pray the Lord would help us to say something today and you'll not let it just slip right on by. It's sad. I believe what the trouble with the church is we come to church and we hear it over and over again, and it just slips on by. We don't give the earnest heed to the things which we have heard, and we suffer the consequences. Amen. So 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 1. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the good spirit of God that we felt in the services. And Lord, I pray, God, for this moment, this hour, this time, God, that you would speak to us once again. I need your power. I need your unction. And I pray that you touch your people. Convict sinners. Bring glory to yourself in Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated this morning. And I want to notice here something that Paul is saying to Timothy and a young pastor there in Ephesus. And he says in verse number 3, as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus. And I want to preach this morning on that phrase right there, abide still, amen. Abide still. And Paul here is dealing with this pastor Timothy that he's left in Ephesus. And I want you to notice something here that Timothy, according to verse number 18, he's been charged to be the man of God that God's called him to be and to stand for the truths of the Word of God. And he's been charged, but not only that, he is to charge others. He says there in verse number 3, he says that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. And so Paul has told Timothy that he has received a charge, not just from the apostle, but from God Almighty. Amen. And I thank God for God's man, and I thank God for the men of God and the charge and those that are willing to keep the charge that God has placed on their life. And but I thank God it really won't mean anything if God's people will not also receive the charge. I think of that word charge, I think about a battlefield, don't you? And if everybody doesn't get on board and get on the battlefield and fight the good fight of faith, there's going to be defeat in a lot of ways. And I want you to notice that Paul says in verse number 2, he said unto Timothy, my own son, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if I studied it right, Paul, it's a common thing that Paul starts his greetings with grace grace and peace. But it's an uncommon thing there that he throws the word mercy in there. Matter of fact, only in the pastoral epistles, if I've studied it right, only in the pastoral epistles did Paul include mercy whenever he wrote to them. Now, you say, well, does that? I believe every bit of the Word of God has meaning, don't you? And I believe when the Apostle Paul said things under the inspiration of the power of God and the Holy Spirit, he put it there for a reason. I'll tell you this, in the ministry, the man of God's going to need the mercy of God. And he's going to need you, I guess I can say it this way, to have the mercy of God upon him. And it's a hard thing. It's a hard task. But I thought about that, Brother Josh, is how that it was. There's a reason behind that. And you can dig into it more. Why that he included mercy with grace and peace when he was talking to a man of God. And both of those men of God And he said that to Titus also. He says it, I believe, in 2 Timothy, and he says it in 1 Timothy, and he says it to Titus, and he's talking to some men, and I've noticed that both of those men, he's wanting them to take a certain stand in a certain place, and he wants them to do what he said here to Timothy, abide still, amen? And it'll take the grace of God, and it'll take the mercy of God, and it'll take the peace of God to stay in this day and to abide still according to the doctrines of the Word of God. Amen. And you'll find this phrase, if you look it up in the Strong's Concordance, I look up the word abide, and in this text right here of 1 Timothy, it took me to a certain word there in the Strong's Concordance, and then I looked up the word still, and it took me to the exact same word there in the Strong's Concordance. And so that tells me that these two words are a phrase. A matter of fact, these two words, abide still, actually mean the same thing. You could say it this way, and I'm not changing the Bible, nothing wrong with just giving you synonyms for words in the Word of God, but that word abide means remain. And that word still means remain. And so here's what Paul's saying to Timothy that he's supposed to do down there in Ephesus. Remain, remain. You know what those two words also mean? Abide means stay. And still means stay. And so Paul's telling Timothy, and listen, God didn't just write these pastoral epistles and church epistles that they just be read to those local churches. But as far as I understand, none of the local churches that Paul wrote to exist in this day. Isn't that right? But he said over there in the church at Thessalonica, he said a charge that this epistle be read from here, amen. And I thank God how far from, as long as the church is here, amen. We're in 2025, and as far as God has preserved his word and kept his word, and from whenever it was written, to forever, amen. But while the church is here, we're still up to remain faithful to this book. We're still to stay and stay with the Word of God, amen, and abide still in this day and hour that we're living in. Amen. So Paul's charging, he's charging others. This word, this phrase, abide still, y'all with me this morning, amen? This phrase, abide still, it means to stay in a given place. Stay in a given state, stay in a given relation, but it says, or an expectancy. I believe there's a certain expectation when you come into the house of God of how it ought to be, don't you? I'm glad we've got a Bible. You'd expect those who profess to be a Christian to abide still in the teachings and the instruction of the Word of God. And we're so far from that in this day. I'm glad the Bible said over in Psalm 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He said, our feet shall stand within the gates of Jerusalem. And he got to talking about there's going to be a throne set up for judgment, and the people of God are going to be there. And listen, he said he's going to go down there and pray, and he's going to go down there and be thankful, and he's going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Over there in Psalm 122, he is glad to go down to the house of God and hear the word of God and be with the people of God and hear the judgment of God. Most so-called churches of our day and many Baptists, they're just as bad about saying, well, we won't judge you around here. Hey, I'm not here to judge you, but I've got a book, thank God, that has judged me, and it'll judge you, and it'll judge every sinner, and there's a judgment day coming, and thank God the church ought to abide still in the expected place, state, and way God expects. He's laid it out in his word, amen. We just need to read it, study it, abide with it. Amen. Let me read that definition again. To stay in a given place, state, relation, or expectancy. Amen. I mean, we ought not to base what we expect out of a church off anything but the Word of God. I mean, that fellow Rick Warren, 40 days of purpose. I tell you what his 40 days of purpose is to get the Bible out of the pulpit as quick as he can, to get people who are saved and wanting to stand on the Word of God out as quick as he can, and to build some big religious mega power. Rick Warren's a false prophet. And listen, he went around saying, well, he sent out to the community and he's teaching people, and a lot of them in our Baptist colleges, so-called, how to go out and to poll the community. What kind of music do you like? Which Bible do you prefer? How long do you like the sermon to be? Amen. All kind of different things. I'm glad, thank God, we got a Bible that we can look at and read and study and abide by. Amen. You say, well, here goes an old one of the messages. I'm telling you what, even places I'm starting to go and meetings I'm starting to hear about by men that call themselves King James, they're going away from what is expected in biblical order in the house of God. Matter of fact, this place is nothing without the Word of God. Paul said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Amen. Y'all listening fast this morning? Let me say again, you'd expect people who profess to be Christian to abide still in the teachings and the instruction of the Word of God. I heard a preacher the other day, an independent Baptist preacher. That's the only kind of listen to unless I slip by one and want to hear some of their false doctrine to expose it. Amen. He said, I tell you what, he probably already threw Baptist off of his sign. I'm glad to be a Baptist this morning. I'm not going to heaven because I am one, but I'm going to heaven because one told me about him. And they're the ones that have told more about the true gospel than anybody else. You study it yourself and you'll find that out. But he stood up and he said, you know what? He said, I'm doing away with calling myself a Christian. He said, I'm not going to call me, it's so distorted. And I agree with him. It's distorted, but it ain't in the Word of God. Amen. Hey, we ought to be biblical Christians. I'm telling you, this world knows the difference between a phony and somebody that's real, somebody that is not unfeigned. Hey, they know the difference, and it's our job not to throw away Bible terms. Hey, listen, thank God for people who will strive to be a Christian. Hey, they're called Christians first at Antioch because they're willing to believe what was preached unto them by some unnamed preachers over there in Acts 11. And then when a named preacher, Barnabas, showed up, amen, he saw them all there, and he saw the grace of God. He saw that they're willing to believe the Word of God. They're willing to leave dead idols. And he told them, hey, thank God, just cleave to the Lord. Cleave to the Word of God. Amen. It's not going on in a lot of independent Baptist churches. I ain't got time to get on the other ones. I'm not leaving the name Christian because it's right here in the Word of God. But I do believe I need to disassociate myself with anything that calls itself Christian. What's the measuring stick? This book right here, amen. And let me say this. I'm keeping the lights on. And I ain't gonna go places. If I go there and all of a sudden the so-called man of God's in the spotlight, he's up there, and all the pews are darkened and the choir loss darkened. I'm telling you, some big wigs like Paul Chappell and different men, and some people over there in Murfreesboro, they're dimming the lights down. You be careful, when you go to a church that's dimming the lights down. You know why they're dimming the lights down? They don't want you to read that book right there. They don't want to be exposed for their false doctrine. I don't care how many degrees he's got, how many independent Baptist preachers he's got backing him, or what kind of fellowship. A man that wants the lights down the house of God is going to be a deceiver. My former pastor, Brother Ronnie Jones, I believe it was him. You know what he did? And there was a big old church, didn't even use a lot of the part in the back there. He said, I want every light in this building on.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Say, that's just foolish. No, that's wise.
Amen.
Ain't nothing good goes on in darkness.
Right.
Don't know where I'm at? Amen.
Yes, sir.
We already know these rock and roll churches and all these things going on, but it's creeping into churches. And you know, they got on the wall over there, and they got this blue light that goes up the wall. What is that? I believe I ought to keep the lights on. And keep the light shining, don't you? You say, well, they're just trying to beautify. I don't believe darkness is beautiful at all. Amen. Hey, God and God, there's no darkness at all. I just want to say it again while I'm here. Thank God. Don't turn the lights down. Keep it burning. Amen. Just keep the air on. I'm saying, amen. Oh, we ought to keep it hot. Amen. Well, I just wanted to rant on that a minute. Okay, Lord, I'll keep the... Y'all seeing this? I'm talking about independent Baptist preachers. So-called. Oh, you know, it's no longer any good just to have a song leader. You got to be a little like the world, and you got a woman over here. Most time in her britches now. And you got another man over here. And they've got to stand and lead everybody. You say, that's just preference, preacher. I'll tell you what, the people who started it lets me know that it's more than just a passing fad. It's somebody trying to be like them.
Right. That's right.
You say you got any authority to be back there behind a pulpit? Oh, yes, over there in Nehemiah's day, the pulpit's the platform. And listen, there's a certain way to do things. I believe we ought to keep the lights on. I believe we ought to keep on just magnifying the Lord and the Word of God in our day. And I'll say a bad still. Island Ford Baptist Church, it means to stay further. That phrase, abide still, means to stay further. You know one thing I'm glad of, Brother Shep, been here over 10 years. Y'all believe this? Y'all put up me for over 21 years.
Amen.
But you know what really brings a joy to my heart? Now, Brother Hall and Brother Shepherd are two different men. As far as different personality, things like that. But hey, thank God for men that are getting the Word of God and God can use them. And I'll tell you what I've seen out of my own eyes is that He stayed further. He's remained. Amen. You know what? I thank God for definitions and all of that. It's good to see the furtherance of this church. And what I want to say to you as I look out and see it getting worse and worse in other places, abide still. Stay further. Remain with the Word of God. Listen to this definition. This phrase abide still means to remain in a place. Ain't you glad you got a place here?
Amen.
It had a comma after that. It said to remain in a place with a person. Amen. That's what Brother Shepherd was talking about. That's what she is saying about. Oh, what a Savior is mine. I tell you what, without Jesus Christ, this place means nothing. Will not be anything. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot better to show up when He shows up. And listen, I'll tell you when He'll show up, when He shows up in your daily life, He shows up in your family life, you can come into the house of God with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise and you can bless His name and the worship of God will be alive through us.
Amen.
We've got the truth.
Yes.
And if this truth will affect our spirit, we can worship God.
Amen.
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 I like that, to remain in a place with a person. I'm glad for a place. Amen.
Yes.
Hey, without the person, it don't mean much. Amen. I don't know why I keep going back to that fellow at the pulpit with a spotlight on him. I'm talking about independent Baptist preachers in love with themselves.
That's right.
People in love with them.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I don't always just name names just to name them, but I'm telling you what, when I hear about a wolf, a potential wolf, especially one who's got sheep's clothing on like C.T. Townsend.
Right.
Amen. Oh, it don't, what do you mean? On the surface, you just watch.
Right.
They're dimming the lights down.
Yep.
They're cooling the message down.
Yep.
And they're going after the young people.
Right.
Having big old huge youth conferences and lowering the standards that even some of the pastors have said, hey listen, thank God for the local church.
Amen.
I'm not against meetings, but I'll tell you what, these evangelists who are making names for themselves and hollering out old time way and don't know a thing about the old time way. I ain't talking about the old time way just because Brother Roloff said it or just because Spurgeon said it, but I'm talking about the old time way found in the Word of God. I encourage you, abide still means to adhere to. To cleave to be welded to. Now listen, this one, to persevere in. I'm telling you, it ain't easy. We tried to start churches for about 16 or 17 years. And it wasn't easy to set to mostly an empty house. And mostly empty pews. But you know what? I wasn't changing what Bible I was preaching out of. I wasn't changing biblical standards. I ain't talking about lost people. I never told a lost person how to dress. One time one come very immodest, and I said, we appreciate it if you wouldn't be that immodest. But hey, I'm telling you what, we can't lower the standard in this day because God has set that standard. We need to persevere in it.
Amen.
Amen. This means to continue in. Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them. He's talking about himself. You know how that'll happen, parents? I'm worried about this next generation. He said that from a child, Paul didn't know Timothy from a child. And that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. That's salvation talking about the coming of the Lord, taking us out of here, amen. And they're going to need Bible wisdom, how to know how to worship God, how to do the work of God, how to stay in the will of God. I'm saying to you, you grandparents, if you get the opportunity to teach your grandchildren what thus saith the Word of God, I'm saying you young couples, children that are growing up, do not neglect to teach them at home the Word of God. Hey, they ought to know it. And that the only way we can abide still is to know it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So now I got about 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 points.
Amen.
Amen. No, I don't. But what is he? He's saying abide still. He's saying abide still in a local city. Amen. I believe a man's going to have a full effect in a town or a city, he needs to abide there, have a residence
right
there.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yeah.
I understand. I'm not talking about traveling preachers and all of that, but I do have a home church and all of that.
Amen.
But I've met men of God through the years that they live miles and miles away from the church.
Right.
My personal opinion, I don't know how you can pastor like that.
Right.
I know some that they did, and I mean, they was faithful and regular. I mean, they'd about kill themselves to get there. And I thank God for men like that. And that's between them and the Lord. But you understand what I'm saying. I believe you ought to stand and have full effect abiding in a town with a residence. But if he's just abiding there as a resident with no reverence to God's Word and what God's called him to do, it don't mean anything.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Y'all with me this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Hebrews 10:25. Here we go again. That's where we've got. That's where we've got. You know the reason maybe we don't worship God like we once did? God don't accept it.
Yep.
So he said over in the book of Malachi.
Yep.
He said, should I accept this at your hand?
Right.
We ain't going to worship God without the power of the Spirit of God. And do it right.
Right.
We make a lot of noise.
Yep.
I personally believe true worship comes when the Holy Ghost fills you up.
Yes.
And that worship of God from His Spirit overflows you. Amen.
Right.
And you worship God.
Amen.
God said, should I accept this at your hand? He's talking about you offer lame lambs. You offer that which is torn and all of that. How did I get on that? I'm not forsaken. You know what? Here's what it was. Here's where we've got in a lot of Bible verses that we seem to have to repeat is, he said you snuffed at it. That same word, huff. Listen, there's something wrong. I tell you, I've been guilty before. Pastoring, wore out, tired of people, tired of me. If I don't watch out, I get my flesh, you get tired of God.
Right.
I'm just being honest.
Right.
I sure am glad for right now, every time I've ever just, Holy Ghost said, you shouldn't do that.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know where you're at, but I'm telling you what. If you don't abide in this old way and you're just huffing it this old way and you're saying, oh boy, look at what's going on down there. Hey, then listen, I'm just trying to mind God here this morning. But hey, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another and so much more as you see the day approaching. We're on the radio, aren't we? Amen. Listen, and I don't know what time it is. They're probably still in church, but maybe I preach long enough they're out. Amen. Because most of these modern pastors, they got a time limit.
Right.
Listen, Pastor. I know some, they stopped having a Sunday night service because of COVID.
Yeah.
Hebrews 10:25 was in the Bible before the COVID.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
We should have been smart. We ought to still be smart. I'm not talking about being stupid. I'm talking about men who have destroyed churches, receiving a full paycheck, and only preach two times a week. Got the doors closed. We was already going to church too little. Amen. Thank God for a local city with a local church. Amen. Well, I'm going to preach anyway, y'all like it or not. Amen. If you amen or not, this is what God said to preach. Brother Josh warmed it up for me, and I'm just going to try to carry on exactly. You know what it is? You're satisfied with that brass shield. You know what the difference was? That gold's hard. That brass is soft. There's been a lot of independent Baptists through the years. Some big men with big churches. Go find them now. They're either riddled with all kind of sexual perversion, or they don't even exist anymore. And there was soft on separation. They had a soft shield to let things in.
Right, sir. You're right. Yep.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's where we're at. We're satisfied with just an old brass shield. The glory's gone. Amen. Oh, we can shine it up for Sunday, and we can shine it up whenever somebody asks us, are you a Baptist? Oh yeah, you believe in King James? Oh yeah! Well, this ain't the most popular message ever preached at Island Ford Baptist Church, I guess. And I tell you, there's a warning. I'm seeing it. I'm supposed to be a watchman on a wall, and you ought to be one that's hollering, what of the night?
Amen.
I'm afraid what's going on in our day is that don't tell us.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Yes, you ought to remain in the local city. He said there in verse 3, as I besought thee, past tense, thee to abide still, present tense, amen, at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, and thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Thank God for a local church and a local city. I believe every church ought to be local.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Down around our place, they're called church, and there's some fellow on a screen. I believe you ought to have a local pastor.
Amen.
And local people.
That's right, sir.
Amen. People are flocking to it down there.
Right.
And it ain't like this crowd, Brother Vincent, didn't even try to pull the wool over their eyes.
Huh.
That church is flourishing. We first started the church and now closed the doors on two churches down there because everybody wants entertainment.
Right.
This one fella came by one time and he come in, and I guess preacher's just guilty. We got a desire to see people.
Sure.
He come in all clean cut and seen doctrine and sound, told me some of the things going on, and said, boy, I really like this, and y'all doing a good job of this way here. And I didn't hear anything else from him. The next time I saw him, he is down the road at some independent Baptist church, and they had him song leading.
Uh-huh.
He had a beard down to here. Nothing wrong with that. But his hair was hanging down as long as his beard. Shame.
Amen. Exactly right.
That's scriptural, ain't it?
That's right.
That's a shame.
Amen.
I didn't say it. God said it.
Amen.
I mean, just look like Cousin It. Hope you don't know who that is. And that preacher went to Liberty University.
Uh-huh.
And came back and decided he's going to be a Calvinist.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm just everywhere. I can't even get you listen to what I'm saying? Abide still.
Amen.
Allen Ford Baptist Church could turn into a social club.
Yes, sir. Exactly right.
He sent us a text one day, said, we're having a back to school bash and hope you and your young people will come. And you look it up, and they're out there in their bikinis.
Goodness.
On a Sunday night. This independent Baptist preacher. Amen. Yes. I sent back, and next thing he sent me was some Calvinist with a different version, says he's King James. I sent back, I said, the people of Gospel Baptist Church will not associate with your immodesty and will not associate with your Calvinism.
Amen.
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 I don't always do that, but I really felt led to do that. A lot of times I just ignore it. But I felt led to say, listen up, we're going to abide still by what the Word of God has to say. And we're going to be a local church standing for the Word of God. Not only that, hey, Paul told him to abide still in the local city. He told him to abide by doctrinal purity. He said, won't you be a local church that is a vocal church? Oh, we believe that. When's the last time you preached it?
Right. Amen.
Amen?
Yep.
If you believe it, you'll teach it and preach
right.
it.
Amen.
Right. Here's a little further on that. You can preach it and teach it, but if you don't live it, you don't believe it.
That's right. Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
We got a lot that we preach and teach.
Yep.
We don't live it. This guy's so bad that it's in the pulpit now.
Right.
They don't even live it.
Right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
This is going to come later in the message, but I'll just tell you this. Even when I started preaching 25 years ago, I didn't know very many preachers and definitely didn't know very many pastors whose wives wore pants.
That's right. Yep.
Amen?
Right.
Oh. Well, if a fellow walked in the back door back there with a dress on and makeup and come prancing in here, what do you think reckon ought to say you should be wearing a dress?
Right.
Yep. What would I tell him to put on?
Pants.
Pants?
Yep.
Well, I ought to tell my wife to put that on.
Right. That's right. Amen.
So there goes one of them old independent Baptist hobby horses.
Yeah.
Well, look at it now.
Yes, sir.
I want some scripture for that.
Yeah.
Well, give me for scripture a man shouldn't wear a dress.
Right.
Other than the scripture that we say, not to wear that which pertains to a man, not to wear that which pertains to a woman.
Right.
I found that over at Taco Bell the other night. They couldn't get anything right over there when we was there.
That's right.
But you know what they had right? There was one bathroom that had a little figure there with a dress on.
That's right.
And then there was another one there. He didn't even have shorts on.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
They didn't cut his britches off so they'd know to go in there.
Right.
I mean, a Taco Bell that don't even know how to get hardly anything right. A restaurant.
Right.
I didn't know when more was going to be ready, what I was going to get.
Right.
They messed my order up, but they didn't mess up the bathroom doors.
Amen. That's good.
And you know what? That wasn't a church.
That's right.
They expected that people who came out in public
and
saw that bathroom door to possibly be dressed like that.
That's right.
And to see that, look at that, and look at them. That must be where I'm supposed to go in at.
That's right. Amen. Good.
Call it narrow-minded. Call it out of date. But I'm telling you what, we've lost our minds. And no wonder men don't know what a man is. And no wonder a woman don't know what a woman is. Hey, God's laid out a specific instruction. And I say, I know this church believes in this. I don't know what you do outside of here. But you ought to be a priest of God everywhere you go.
Amen.
And dress like one, act like one.
Right.
Amen? Well, it ought to be a local church. It ought to be a vocal church. He wanted them to stick with the doctrine of purity. Say, how pure can you get it? The Bible said in Psalm 12, 6 and 7, for the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The Bible said the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. I'm telling you, people are walking on every side of modern day religion that'll focus on any so-called version. One's just as good as the other. I'm telling you, wicked men will link up with religion that will not say that there's one word of God.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Purified seven times. You can't purify it anymore.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Here's what we've got. Brother Shepherd said, take your time, so I'm going to, so tell your flesh to be quiet. Amen. He said, well, let's read it. I've said focus on the Word of God, and I ain't read much. Verse 3, and as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some. There's going to be some of them, amen. Study that word some in 1 and 2 Timothy. He said some that they teach no other doctrine, neither giving heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, of a good conscience, and a faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved. You know what I had to do last night, two or three times? I had to swerve to miss a deer. There's some preachers that know better. When they come along and God still tells, whoop! What'd they turn aside to? Vain jangling. Well, that's odd. Sounding a couple of words there, isn't it? You know what that means? Random talk. Idle talk. Empty, random. Preachers get up and try to fill a space of time. And I ain't just saying this because I'm a long preacher. If God tells a man to preach 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but I'm telling you that's the norm and they don't want to upset nobody. And here's why probably a lot of that is. You can only talk randomly and voidly only so long.
That's right.
Something wrong with a man of God fills his heart up. I'm not condoning a man going too long or a man going too... But if a man just filled up with God and you're filled up with God, you probably don't even notice how long
that's
it is.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That is.
That's what I believe about it.
Yes, sir.
Vain jangling.
Yep.
Just random talk. I've actually stumbled up on there and fell again in the pulpit. Well, this week we got so-and-so. We're going down to so-and-so. And they're having, this fellow stood up and said, they're having some kind of festival, something totally away from God. Just announcing all this. I believe in outreach in the community, but listen. We ought to reach them with the hand of God.
Right,
man. Am I making any sense this morning?
Yes, sir.
I was sweet Friday night, wasn't I?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I just can't do that much. Amen. Amen. So what are you saying, preacher? Abide still. Abide still in the local city, Madisonville, Kentucky. Abide still in doctrinal purity. And that's what they throw aside just for random talk, random idle talk, just to pass a little bit of time and say we've done our religious activity and collect a paycheck. Amen. Paul said that he's supposed to preach the law and preach anything that's contrary to sound doctrine. I'm talking about doctrinal purity. We're to preach against anything that is contrary to sound doctrine.
Amen.
That word doctrine just means teaching and instruction, but it's specified to the Bible.
Yep.
The apostles' doctrine, God's doctrine,
yep.
The doctrine according to godliness.
Right.
On we could go here. In 1 Timothy chapter number 4, the Bible says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Yes, sir.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Their lies are shrouded in religion and good words and fair speeches. Amen. He's saying here they'll give heed to doctrines of devils. Y'all hear it like me. They brag on, we don't concentrate on doctrine. Have they even read their Bible? Amen?
Right.
Your pastor, this man of God, you know what he's supposed to do? He's supposed to give attendance to doctrine. He's supposed to attend, and I believe I know he does, amen. Give attendance to this book right here. Hey, show up, read it. It's more important than the radio station. It's more important than your hospital visits. It's more important than feeding the hungry. All the things that are nothing wrong with it. Attendance to the Word of God. You know why he needs to give an attendance? That he might attain. He's to be attaining constantly more and more of the Word of God. Learning more of the Word of God. Amen. Chapter 16, he's supposed to be making you aware of it. Amen. I don't have time to turn, but in 1 Timothy 4, 6, it said there that he told him to give attendance to doctrine. He said that you'll save yourself and them that hear you. He's not talking about soul salvation, going to heaven. Amen. He's talking about man that'll stand the book, he's less likely to be taken by some floozy.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
And being disqualified from the pulpit.
That's right.
If he'll take the book and take heed to himself,
yep,
according to the doctrines of the Word of God,
that's right,
I'm just throwing them aside. He said, you'll save thyself and them that hear thee. I
Amen.
Sure am glad. I ain't always listened, Brother Vincent. And I've had to look back on some things that I looked back and found out the man of God was just trying to deliver me, to save me some trouble, to save me some heartache. But I didn't listen and I suffered for it. But I sure am glad, thank God, for some time that I have listened. And I thank God for how the man of God had saved me, delivered me from certain heartaches and heartbreaks. Amen. Thank God for a man of God that will give attendance to doctrine. He'll attain further and further in doctrine. Make us aware. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to abide still in it. We ought to abide still. You know, that they'll be like chorus crowd. You take up too much upon yourself. You better watch it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Take too much upon yourself. Same God that opened up the earth and swallowed them up.
Right.
And they went to hell to die.
Right.
Amen. Well, it'll get a little sweeter here in a minute, y'all. I don't like sweets before I eat. I like them afterward. But a local city, he said, abide still in this local city. Abide there in that city with doctrinal purity. Preaching the book, amen. Thank God. I believe this church does this. I'm hoping this is just preventative maintenance, amen. I've seen churches you never would have believed just kick the man of God out and go full bore,
yes,
the opposite way.
Yep.
Amen. Abide still in the faithful testimony. He says three or four times, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. He said this is a faithful saying, and he said that we suffer reproach, we labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially them that believe. He said over there in 2 Timothy 2:11, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him.
Amen.
If we suffer with him, we'll reign with him.
Right.
I say abide still, thank God, about true Bible salvation, why Jesus came.
Amen.
I wonder how many people come to churches, even independent Baptist churches, and there's so much of a brag fest of how many they won during the week.
Yeah.
And all the stories.
Yep.
Because you know, door knocking is where people get saved, not the church.
Right.
They might get saved door knocking.
Sure.
I'm telling you what. They took me to the house of God.
That's right.
And the man of God stood up there and preached about Jesus Christ,
amen,
and Him crucified and Him coming again. Amen.
Amen.
And hey, all those things that God used to convict me, that thank God. And He said He's resurrected. It said if we live, if we're dead with Him, we're also going to live with Him. He's resurrected. I've been resurrected on the inside.
Amen.
I'm going to see a resurrection one day. He's going to reign. I'm going to reign. Thank
amen.
God. These things ought to be known in the house of God.
Amen.
Abide still with it, amen.
That's right.
And if you don't, y'all still okay, amen?
Yes, sir.
If you don't and you deny Him, He can't deny Himself.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
He will not deny Himself.
That's right.
He'll just ease on out.
Right. Exactly right.
I don't think you're in danger of that, but I'm seeing more and more. We just want to be like the world.
Right.
Just want to be like the big independent Baptist bigwigs.
Right.
Amen. I ain't really one of them high-powered evangelists Brother Shepherd makes fun of me. I try not to be. I thought I'd at least get an amen out of Brother Vincent on that. Amen. You're in luck. I've already hit some of these. He said, abide still in the local city. Let me go quick. Abide still in doctrinal purity. This throughout the book. He said, abide still in a faithful testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's good news too that He came, He died, He went away, and He's coming back again. He's going to be on this earth. Abide still in a prayerful mentality. Chapter number 2, He said, I will therefore that supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. Amen. Thank God for a church that has prayer meeting. Thank God for a church that, He said, this place will be called the house of prayer.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going quickly on these. A prayerful mentality. Ought to be praying.
Yeah.
Hold on, you go. Scriptural modesty. I already dealt with that. Amen?
Yes.
Scriptural modesty.
Right.
Ask God. Look in the book.
Yep.
Behavioral stability.
Amen.
The Lord's about that. He said, y'all know how to behave yourself in the house of God.
Right.
He tells how the pastors ought to behave.
Yep.
How the deacons ought to behave.
Yep.
How the men ought to behave.
Yep.
How the women ought to behave. Can I just say this? Joyce Meyer wouldn't have preached at the church at Ephesus.
Right.
If Timothy would have stood right.
Right.
Amen. I mean, the Bible said a woman learned in silence, all subjection.
Right.
I didn't write that. God did.
Right.
I don't mean she's stupid. Don't mean her mind's, she's not smart and all of that like the world says. God just has order.
Right. That's right.
We ought to stay with it.
Amen.
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 So we talking about, they're ordaining women deacons. People sitting under women pastors.
Yep.
Surely you don't listen to a woman preacher on the radio.
Right.
Amen. And ladies, it's not anything against you. This is what God says.
Amen.
And God has order for a certain reason, in a certain way. And look what disorder is doing.
Yes,
I put it this way, alliteration helps me, but controversial mystery. Why is it such a controversy? Now, you ask people, and everybody will say, well, the Seventh-day Adventists are just as Christian as we are.
Mm.
Not a woman prophet.
Yeah.
Well, Jehovah's Witnesses are just as Christian as we are. Well, the Catholics are just as Christian as we are.
Come on.
Well, the Mormons are just, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day, they're just as Christian as we are. I'll just focus on them too. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Why they got a controversy with Jesus being God?
Right.
Man.
That word controversy means without doubt.
Yep.
He said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh.
Yep.
Justifying the Spirit, seen of angels, yep. Preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory.
Yes, sir.
We ought to stand with, I call it the controversial. The controversial mystery. I can't. It's a mystery to my mind how God could place Himself in a virgin's womb.
Yes, sir.
It's a mystery to my mind how God could be born out of that womb and live a sinless life. It's a mystery to my mind how God could be in flesh. But it ain't about my intellect or my mind. It's about what this book says right here, amen. And I believed on Him like Paul said. I say abide still in the controversial mystery. Further we go, the more and more of controversy it'll be. There's preachers saying it ain't important whether Jesus was God or not. It ain't important where Jesus was virgin born. It's pretty important to this Bible right here.
That's right.
Amen. Well, looks like that's all I got wrote down. Man, I was having a good time. Amen. Hope you were. I just encourage you, abide still. Stay further. Amen?
Yes.
Remain. Strengthen the things which remain.
Right.
The more I see, Brother Shepherd, I'm scared it's just dying away. I'm wondering what it's going to be when these young people grow up.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes,
ma'am. Well, that's what God had for this morning.
Amen.
Boy, what a tie-in, Brother Josh.
Amen.
Maybe that's what you need to hear today. You're just going to be satisfied with the brass shields. You know what I was trying to do today? Trying to shield this place.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And I consider your pastor one of the greatest preachers I know, the most strong doctrinal preachers I know. But you know what God said? Even with a strong man of God, go in there and put the shield of faith out. Amen.
Amen.
Island Ford Baptist Church, you're going to just be satisfied with a shield of brass. It won't let everything in, but probably let in more than gold would.
Right.
Is that right? Does that make sense? Right. I've just tried to mind God. Brother Shepherd, you come. Piano player, you come. Let's stand, every head bowed and every eye closed just a few minutes. I don't even know. I feel like you need this because it's the way the Lord laid it on my heart.
Yes,
even this church right here, you just get set back, lackadaisical. Why has it got to be so tight? Why has it got to be so straight? Because of this book.
Right.
For our protection.
Right.
For our children. For the sake of biblical Christianity.
Yes.